1320 WILS. Well, we're heading into Memorial Day weekend, and it is grilling time. Let's get some advice from one of the country's top grilling experts, the master griller for Weber Grills. Jamie Provines is with us. He's the author of the brand new book, Weber's Greatest Hits, 125 classic recipes for every grill and every one. Jamie, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, how do you end up becoming the master griller for Weber?
It's a lot of grilling. I got working with Weber about 20 years ago, and I've done now over 2,500 recipes for them. Mm-hmm. And this latest book is just the culmination of all that. We did a survey of all the fans out there and asked them what their favorites were, and these are the 125 best of the best.
Yeah. What's the best kind of grill to use?
Well, you know, it's the one that you're comfortable with. It's sort of like picking a car, right? I mean, there are obviously some really superior cars, but or knives or shoes or anything else. The same thing with the grill. It has to suit your lifestyle.
Yeah.
It has to be right, you know, the number of burners.
Yeah.
I say you got to have at least three burners if you're talking about a gas grill, because you want that flexibility to have, you know, maybe low heat on one side and high heat on another. And then, of course, if you're a charcoal fanatic, they come in all different sizes as well. The 22-inch classic kettle is still the world's most popular grill.
Do you still use charcoal yourself sometimes?
Oh, yeah, like every day.
Really?
Yeah, there's something really gratifying about cooking over charcoal. I find the experience kind of relaxing.
Okay.
It sort of connects me to my primal roots. And then the flavor of it is certainly special. There's something different for sure about the charcoal, particularly if you're using like a really nice woodsy natural charcoal, not something loaded up with a bunch of chemicals, but something that's really made of real wood. It smells and tastes fantastic.
When you're timing your cooking, is it just by feel at this point, or do you actually use a timer usually?
I do use a timer fairly often, and even more than that, I use a thermometer. I use an instant read thermometer just to check, particularly with meats, where they are internally, because you just can't tell, particularly as the meat gets big. You know, if you got a leg of lamb or a whole chicken or pork shoulder or something like that, poking at it, it's not going to give you a whole lot of information. So you got to get a thermometer into the middle of it. Nowadays, there's some really cool thermometers where you can put the probe in it right from the beginning, and it's connected to your phone. So you can actually get a reading on your phone about what the temperature is, and it'll beep you when it hits the ideal temperature.
I've never tried a pork shoulder on a grill. How does that work?
Well, if you set up the grill for indirect heat, it works really well. So if you're on a charcoal grill, for example, you'd make one bed of coals off to the side and let that cook down for a while until you're around about 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just cook the shoulder off to the other side of the grill. With the lid closed, it's like an oven. And it takes a while, probably at least 4 hours, maybe 6 or 7 if you've got a really big pork shoulder. But that's the only way to get that shoulder to just break down and become really tender so that you can pull it apart if you want to make like a classic pulled pork sandwich, which is definitely one of the recipes in Weber's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry already. Jamie Provines with us. He's the master griller for Weber. The brand new book is Weber's Greatest Hits. I mean, it's just looking at the book, you get hungry because there are huge photos of the meats that you're cooking and so on. Is there a favorite recipe of yours in there?
Well, that's the point of the book, is they're all favorites. I suppose if I had to pick a personal one, around my house, my wife and my kids really love tacos, and so do I. And so we go back regularly to something called beer-marinated chicken tacos, which is really easy, but is always satisfying. You just take boneless chicken thighs and you marinate them in dark, usually Mexican beer, with a little bit of sesame oil, some garlic, some oregano, salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Grill that chicken, put it inside of a nice warm tortilla, and then I've got a tomatillo salsa, and you crumble some cojita or even Parmesan cheese on top. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really satisfying, and got the great flavor of the grill throughout.
That does sound good. In terms of the meats, you're doing beef on the grill. Do you, what's your standard way of cooking? Is it medium rare or well done, or how do you do it?
Well, for steaks, I prefer medium rare. I just think that's sort of the ideal mix of taste and tenderness. Mm-hmm.
So in terms of other than cooking, what else are you doing in the book in terms of the meats? How are you enhancing the taste of the meat?
Well, you know, a variety of marinades and spice rubs, brines, all kinds of pastes, different kinds of smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, there's a ribeye recipe where I smear it with garlic and mustard and a little balsamic vinegar and some chopped up thyme, and then I take the thyme sprigs, which are kind of woodsy, and put them right on the fire along with some wood chips. And that just creates this amazing aromatic smoke that gets into the meat and tastes really good.
Talking to Jamie Provine. So the brand new book, by the way, is Weber's Greatest Hits. Gives you some great ideas for barbecuing this summer. Yeah, one of the chapters in the book is fish and shellfish. What kinds of things work well on the grill for them?
Well, you know, shrimp and scallops are always great to do. I think probably the bigger the better. For one thing, they don't fall through the grate. Yeah. Although if you do have small shellfish, you can always get a grill pan, which is kind of like a baking sheet that has holes in it. Uh-huh. And that is really good for cooking a lot of little seafood.
Is that a quick cook, the shrimp? Is that a quick in and out? Or?
It's a quick cook over real high heat. Mm-hmm. One of the favorite recipes that the fans picked for this book is called Zesty Garlic Shrimp. And it's just marinated with lemon juice and olive oil and garlic, some red pepper flakes, some oregano. Mm-hmm. And then just before it goes on the grill, it gets sprinkled with some breadcrumbs. So you get kind of a crispy crust on the outside, almost like it's been fried, but of course it's been grilled. So it's a really good combination and comes together super fast. Uh-huh. And everyone always seems to love that dish, the zesty garlic shrimp.
Hmm. Now, when you do your grills, I mean, do you feel like you're under pressure since you're the master griller for Weber? Do people expect just the best every time?
You know, I think generally people are just pretty happy, pretty grateful that I'm taking it on. And, mm-hmm. You know, usually I'm not alone. I think people are drawn to the grill. So they tend to come over and they help out and we talk back and forth about how we might do something. And mm-hmm. sometimes I learn something from them. You know, they take it in a new direction or they give me a new idea. So it's a very communal thing. It's always fun.
Yeah. And you, what kind of grill do you use yourself? Or what do you have at home?
Well, I have a lot of grills. I mean, this is my living. So I have right now 13 different grills.
Wow.
From very small to very large, obviously gas and charcoal, a few smokers in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a weird situation in my
yeah.
house.
Is your patio like a parking lot basically then?
It sort of looks like a showroom. Yeah, you walk in there and you have to sort of navigate around all the grills.
Uh-huh. Interesting. That's quite a job to have. It's Jamie Provine, really one of the country's top grilling experts, master griller for Weber. The book, the brand new book out now, big, colorful book, 125 recipes. It's called Weber's Greatest Hits. And you have what's your grilling plan for the weekend, by the way, Memorial Day weekend? What do you have in store for the grill?
Well, I'm going to do an all-out menu of, actually, I'm going to do that zesty garlic shrimp to start with the filet mignon crostini that has a little bit of balsamic onion jam underneath it. I'll do some ribs. I'll do some desserts out of the book. There's a grilled pineapple upside-down cake.
Mm.
And by the way, many of these recipes people can look at greatesthits.weber.com. If you want a little preview, you want to try some of the recipes, check out that website.
Excellent. Jamie Provine, the book again is Weber's Greatest Hits. Jamie, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
And that is it for us. We are now heading off to the Memorial Day weekend. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Join us again when we come back next week right here on 1320 WILS.